This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the transition time between early summer and deep summer. It's the second week of the mating milkweed bug moon, in the final week of the sun in Gemini, the transition time to Cancer. As you explore the woods or garden, you may see a handsome black fly with a gold marking on its back. Well, that would be Chrysopelis thoracicus, the golden-backed snipe fly. I first discovered the insect on May 24th in 1987 when I was walking along the river. Mayflies were out everywhere then, and black flies with gold markings were mating. Geese were on the water with their goslings maybe a third grown. I saw a box turtle on the path and my first dragonfly of the year. Now, the golden-backed snipefly was a creature I'd never seen before. It was a new piece of the environment I was trying to understand. And since that time, it has been for me a welcome addition to the events of early summer and one of the many signs that all is still well with the planet. Learning a landscape goes well beyond naming or identifying things. Real learning requires, I think, a kind of attachment, a friendship, as well as some part of personal identity and experience. As years pass, the golden-backed snipeflies continue to be touchstones for me, part of the season and memory of discovery. And too, the snipefly is a connective piece, like a glimpse of a migrating bird or butterfly. Conspicuous because of its association with vast movements, signs and symbols of all I cannot have or touch here on the leaves of June. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the first week of deep summer. In the meantime, keep your eye out for the golden-backed snipefly. It doesn't bite or sting, and it's another sign that all is well with the world.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.